Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were hanging out, listening to music, and someone started whistling. But it wasn't them. Who was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
This is where we love real ghost stories. And if you've got one, share it with us, please. If you'd like to call it in, call 855-853-4802. And if you'd like to write it in, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com and you can do it there. Then if you want to be a premium subscriber, you'll get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You could try it 3 days free there, see if you like it. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. Makes me kind of want to whistle. You know,
well,
it's
here's
funny.
The thing.
We just had a whistling
story. I'm
going to
tell you right now, I am not coming back as a whistling ghost because I really can't whistle very well.
No, I'm not a good whistler either.
I'm not a good whistler. I really do not sing well. So that would be right out. But I have to tell you, I maybe could play the piano.
That would be
and
nice.
That could creep people out pretty good.
A little haunted piano.
A little haunted piano gets you in the... And you don't even have to play anything really razzle-dazzle. If you just hit some keys, people are freaked out.
Oh, yeah. Like, I did an episode of the Grave Talks, and it was with Katie Hopkins. And I think it just posted here around the middle of August or something. Anyways, and it's Seeing Spirits or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's with Katie Hopkins. And she was talking about they did this investigation at this house and they got this really great EVP. She was on My Ghost Story, that show on TV. And the EVP was great that they got. But so they hear this child's voice. And then they ask a question and one note on the piano in the other room. Just one note. Ding. Wouldn't that be the creepiest thing? Because and they had asked a question like, is so-and-so still here or something like that? Bing, one note on the piano. Yes, I'm still here. But what, like, that's when I would go running out of there. But,
so like if you hit above middle C, it's yes, and below middle C is no? Or how will you know?
Black keys. If it's a minor black key.
Like I'm going, okay, so you hit the note doesn't tell me yes or no.
It's like, ooh, minor key.
Is she here? Ding. Well, is that yes or no?
So I don't, it was like the creepiest thing because they played both of them. And it was just so creepy to hear it.
But it's a response to a question.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And so, you know, if you're out ghost hunting and you ask a question and nobody is in the room with the piano and you hear a note on the piano, which is a very distinct sound, I think that would be your answer.
What would be the silliest instrument to get a note from?
Banjo.
A banjo. Oh, that would be fascinating. Yeah, like, boing. Or, you know, I was thinking a kazoo or something would just not be very scary, you know, and then everybody's like, well, that just is not scary at all.
Because it's like kid
you've
toys.
You've ruined it for me.
Kid toys, like, you know, music boxes and stuff like that, aren't scary.
That could be creepy.
But in the afterlife, they're pretty scary. If you're in a haunted house, it's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really think of any musical sound that wouldn't be scary if you heard it just randomly and you were doing a paranormal investigation at the time.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Like some of them, like you would think, like drum, that might just be a little annoying. But like if you took a woodwind instrument or something, or even a brass, where you had to blow air through it, that'd be creepy. Because you had to actually, you know, physically push the air through it to make the sound.
But you somehow actually have to push a piano note down.
I don't know
how that stuff works in the afterlife. I would like to know. Like, how do you actually open the damn door? How did you rattle the doorknob? Can you please explain that to me? Because you aren't there. How are you making that happen?
You don't have any mass, right? Like, you don't have any weight.
You aren't there.
Push something, but somehow you can make it open or close or rattle or whatever.
And even if we see we can see right through you.
You know, our footsteps would take a certain amount of weight to make them creak like that.
I don't know. We heard them all the time as a kid. What was that?
All the time. Yeah.
And there were definite footsteps, heavy, plodding footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's definitely very interesting. So let's go to our first story. And it says, hi, my name is Courtney. I live in Missouri, but I lived in New Jersey during the time of my spooky story. I've been listening to your podcast for the past couple of months. I decided I wanted to share the one and only paranormal experience I had a few years ago. Although a lot of my family has had plenty of creepy paranormal experiences, I've been really creeped out at the thought of experiencing anything myself. And I would rather hear ghost stories from a distance just for entertainment, LOL.
Sounds like you.
Mm-hmm. I am a Christian, and I believe that most paranormal activity is either demonic or maybe sometimes God, allowing people to give little signs through his power. Either way, I usually try to keep a lighthearted attitude when people share creepy or negative stories about their own experiences with me. So it only makes sense that my only ghost experience would be a funny one. I grew up in a very old farmhouse in New Jersey, maybe around a couple hundred years old. You can tell the house was old by how it was made, like how our living room had doors you could close, a water boiler heated the house, and we had a well with a water pump in the backyard. In my bedroom, in one corner, there were two doors right next to each other, a door to our attic and another that connected to our neighbor's house. That door was permanently sealed, shut, and insulated, so we could never hear through to the neighbor's house. So one night, I had my cousin over to hang out. We sat across the room from each other, just drawing pictures and listening to music. My cousin had her phone hooked up to my speakers, playing her music loudly, just shuffling through whatever songs were in her library. This one pop song came on that we both knew really well because she used to play it a lot. And we're just sitting there listening to it while focusing on our drawings. Then we both hear and then this is in caps, from the corner of the room, someone whistling. It sounded like a person was standing right behind the attic door, whistling loudly to the song so perfectly. There was no doubt that whoever did it knew the song just as well as we did. My cousin and I both popped our heads up at the same time, looking at each other, shocked, and asking each other if it was the other one who whistled the song. I remember answering her saying, "I don't even know how to whistle." She responded, "Me either." It couldn't have been our neighbor, being that he was an old man and the door was fully insulated, and it definitely wasn't someone in the attic, because the stairs were mostly all broken and you couldn't even climb up them anymore. After that, I went around the house asking my mom and my brother if any of them had whistled the song, and of course, they had not. Now, I feel like I must add the name of the song in here because it's so funny trying to imagine someone or something wasting its energy trying to whistle this song as loudly as they could. It's called Prima Donna by Marina and the Diamonds, for anyone who might know or want to look it up. There's no whistling in the song, and we were playing just the regular version of it, not live or from a music video. Hope you guys got a kick out of my funny ghost story. Love your podcast. Thanks for keeping me entertained while I'm at work. P.S. Tony and Harper, take me to Disneyland with you next time. LOL. I'm the number one Disney World fan over here. Okay, so I'm not even familiar with this song. Are you?
No, can you play it?
Let me see if I can find it. Okay, so this is the song.
Prima Donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world.
That's me whistling.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, wait a minute, it has whistling in it.
Prima Donna life, the rise and fall. You say that I'm kind of dead.
It would be kind of weird to hear a ghost whistling that song. And the video for this is very strange. It's kind of a little creepy looking, actually. Yeah, so that was the song that somebody's okay. whistling to perfectly, and nobody was there. And you would definitely hear it. It's like, wait a minute, who's whistling?
It's not like it's like a really common song, you know, that everybody's going to jump into and know.
Because it's...
And, you know, like my brain is trying to go with, was it just the wind whistling through a window that could have maybe been sounding kind of like it?
Well, but she said it whistled to it perfectly.
Yeah, but she seemed to think it was just spot on to the song.
I think it was. I mean, let's be real. The house is a couple hundred years old. They have a well in their backyard for water. They've got a boiler for heat. You know, so this is a really old house.
Mm-hmm.
It would have a ghost. It would have a ghost in it.
But a hip ghost.
A hip ghost. That's like, I've never heard of this song, but watch me because I'm a ghost. I can do all kinds of shit.
Well, yeah, I can whistle and whistle to songs that you wouldn't even, most people don't know. That's interesting.
So I'm going to go with it was a ghost.
I guess I am too. Because I don't know how else to explain that.
But at least it wasn't anything harmful.
No.
Didn't creep him out. Doesn't, and it was like, I think they were more curious than creeped out.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know. So let's go to our next, our next caller.
My name is Bea, and I am from Flin Flon, Manitoba. Love the show. Just started listening. Okay. So I want to tell you about some weird events that took place in my house about 3 years ago. So it all started when I had decorated my house for Christmas. I found this cute little golden reindeer decoration with jingle bells on the inside at a thrift store. So I put it on my wall unit, kind of at like a 45-degree angle facing forward. So my partner and I had just worked a day shift one day, and we were both home after work, and I looked over at the wall unit and noticed that the reindeer decoration had been completely turned around. The butt end was facing inwards, like towards us, and the head was towards the wall. I thought, what the hell? I stood and looked in shock, just trying to justify it. Maybe my Malamute turned it around while sniffing it out of curiosity as she investigates all the new items we bring into the house. But this 85-pound dog would have definitely knocked it over. She wouldn't have carefully picked it up and placed it the other way. She would have knocked it over for sure. So I asked my boyfriend if it was him, and he said no. He said, how could I do that when I was at work? I asked him again just to make sure. This happened about 4 more times in a 2-week span, each time puzzling me more and more and freaking me out. Who or what was touching my stuff? Very creepy. My coworkers suggested I record it, put a camcorder out, but I didn't really want to see what was doing this. I started to feel watched, maybe a bit violated, and I didn't really like being in the house alone too much, so I decided to call our local elder to come do a cleansing ceremony in her house. So she cleansed me as well, and she said that the spirit was harmless, a female spirit that enjoys the energy of the house. So I did feel better after that. I mean, at least the spirit was kind. I felt kind of flattered that it liked their home. I felt more peaceful, definitely, after this. So my elder recommended that I move the reindeer to different locations. Maybe she just didn't like that spot. So ever since, nothing strange has happened. Whenever I decorate for Christmas, though, and I bring out that reindeer, I do get kind of an eerie feeling. I speculate that I may have accidentally brought home a spirit or energy in the reindeer decoration. Who knows? This was definitely the wildest thing that's happened to me personally. So who knows? I have more stories to share. I'll call back soon. We'll love the podcast and keep up the great work.
You know, I think she did the right thing by getting spooked out and calling for a cleansing. Because
I did too.
You know what? Even if, you know, it seemed like it gave her peace and gave her some answers and kind of helped her live with it better.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were just talking about this in a previous episode, not too long ago, about this things, objects being manipulated, moved, turned, facing a different direction, that kind of stuff. I call it a rearrangement because I don't know what else
to call
it.
We were just talking about that.
We were just talking about it recently. And this is exactly that same thing. And it is a very unsettling feeling when you walk in and something is completely turned around. Like B was just saying, that this reindeer, it couldn't have just done it. And then to have it do it several more times. Like you would say, okay, my dog jumped up and somehow it happened once. Well, it's not going to happen twice or two or three or four times that same way. The dog's going to knock it over, or it'll go a little, you know what I mean? It's not just going to keep doing the same thing. So we got to rule out the dog, but it is very unnerving because it happens to me. I have it happen. And I'll come home, and like we were talking in a previous episode, it seems to happen an awful lot with pictures and frames
pictures,
with me.
Yeah.
That I'll come home, look over at my dresser, and one picture on the dresser is turned around facing the wall.
Well, like you and I were laughing, you know, because the things that moved in my house, one that just happened recently with your son and his wife's picture. But the other funny one recently was with your other son and his husband's picture. And me, and it's a really adorable picture, but the two of them got divorced. And so all of a sudden one day that picture's just face down. Yeah. I don't know who did it. It's not anything that would happen on its own, but it actually made me laugh out loud because I'm like, you're right. So Kathy took the picture home and was able to cut him out and put me and Colby back together. So it's just me and my nephew.
Because they had gotten a divorce. And you've got to throw in the divorce part.
Yeah. So they
and
got divorced.
After the divorce, all of a sudden the picture's flat down.
I know. That one made me laugh.
And I took an X-Acto knife and cut him out and then put you guys back together.
And it's great. And actually, it looks good.
It actually just looks really like a picture of you two now. And it hasn't happened since. I get it. It's a very disturbing feeling when you walk in and go, oh, you know, that was not right. And that's not the way I just, because it just happened to me when I just walked out of the kitchen and came back in, you know, a minute later. And one of the pictures was completely turned around, and it hadn't been. I would have certainly noticed that. And so it is a very disturbing feeling. I thought it was kind of interesting that we have that possibility that it was, you know, an object that came from a thrift store. It had a previous life somewhere that we know nothing about.
Never know what you're bringing in your house.
Is it possible something came with it? The elder felt like a female spirit, but yet non-threatening.
And I think that gave her some peace to hear that.
I do too. Yeah, I definitely do. And so I like the way the elder kind of handled the situation and that B reached out to somebody because it was bothering her just enough.
And she felt like she was being watched.
Okay, so the question is here, would you have set up a camera to see?
No.
No? You and B don't want to know.
No.
And, you know, maybe I should do that sometime, you know, but it doesn't happen like every day. The camera would have to go for, you know, because it happens maybe a couple times a month.
And if you have just a camera sitting in your house, like for security reasons, you could do that and then look at your, go back and look.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So here's one more story. It says, I was not a staunch believer in ghosts before this particular incident occurred, though I did believe in spiritual warfare, and I still do. However, my husband is highly interested in paranormal activity and has a healthy respect for it. He began listening to your show a couple months ago and really enjoys it. I've heard a couple of episodes, and although I found them well done and interesting, I don't listen to them often because they honestly creep me out. But I thought perhaps you'd enjoy hearing my story. My husband did. I worked as a receptionist at the school board office in downtown Gainesville, Georgia, for almost 2 years. I know the building was built in 1984, and I believe it used to be an old forestry building. Gainesville City Schools bought it in the late 90s and have owned it ever since. They've done several renovations to it, but the overall structure of the building is the same. Anyway, I was sitting at my desk in front of the building one afternoon. My desk sits in a large waiting room facing the door. There is plenty of walking space behind my desk so that people can walk back and forth to either side of the building. It was quiet, as it usually is after lunchtime, but I normally can hear chit-chat in the hallways on either side of me that go to the back of the building. There had been several people out of the office that day, so the chit-chat was minimal. I was doing something on my computer, I don't remember what, when I heard a very distinct young male voice whisper my name behind my right shoulder. The first part of my name was emphasized with a hard SH sound, but I could clearly hear the last syllable, like this. And then she spells it out, so I'm going to do my best. It says, shh, Allie. Or shh, Allie. Something like that. I'm sorry if this is confusing, but I don't know another way to type it. But it's kind of, shh, Allie. So it was clear to me that someone had whispered my name to me. I turned completely around to look behind me. It sounds cliche, but there was no one there. It happened so suddenly, and I wasn't scared, just a little creeped out. I almost had the feeling that someone was trying to sneak up behind me and surprise me by whispering in my ear in a good-natured way. There was no one at the office that would do that kind of thing, though. Also, there were no young men employed there at the time who were living. I know that it was not air passing through the building. There was no sound carrying from the hallways because there was no one in the hallways. I'm certainly not a scientist or an architect, and I do not know the dynamics of the building well, but I cannot think of anything that would make such a distinct sound. I've been in that same spot for almost 2 years and through all seasons and have never heard that sound or anything like it and have never have since. As I said, I wasn't frightened by the voice I heard and did not feel any dread, but I will say that the weirdest part of the whole experience was that the ghost knew my name. He didn't just moan or laugh or say hello, but voiced my first name very clearly. I'm trying to do more research on the building's history. I know there was a CCC program in Gainesville. I'm not sure what that is. Some kind of, maybe one of those federal programs. Those, what did they call them? The works programs?
Works, could be.
During the 30s. And they made improvements to a park that is directly behind the office building in 1936. Perhaps that accounts for the 20-something male voice I heard. But it's just a hunch. If I ever find anything worth reporting, I'll let you know. As for my non-belief in ghosts, well, I'm not so sure now. Your show is awesome, even though it scares the heck out of me. Keep up the good work, Shelley, or Shelley.
Okay, you said Shelley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you and I have both had this happen to us. And I think many of our listeners have had this happen to them, that you hear somebody say your name. Usually, at least with me, in my experience, it comes when I am just kind of phased out, not particularly thinking of anything necessarily. You know, like I can just, like her, like she's just working at the computer.
Right.
You know, just doing her job, like just kind of regular existence stuff. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, someone says your name. And there's, I think there's two schools of thought in this. One is it's a ghost and the ghost is, you know, letting you know they're there. In this case, him, young male, 20 something. And that's the other thing I find interesting in this is that when it's happened to me, I can tell you it's a man 45 or 50. Like, you know, it is very specific like that. You heard it so well. You can tell me, you know, the age of the person that said it approximately. So one is it's a ghost. All right. That's one possibility. The one that I think in my case, and I might even go with in this one, is you have a guardian spirit that is with you. It's watching out for you. You happened to just kind of break through and hear that time. But I think that we can have protectors, you know, guardian angels.
But it doesn't why have to be, at that you know, moment?
I don't know. And I think it has something to do with us emptying our minds.
And just working on the computer.
And being open to it and receptive at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, because you were telling me one time it happened to you, like at the Taco Grande,
yeah, when I was assistant manager of Taco Grande at 17
years old. What
were you doing?
Something super mundane, right?
I was in the back making chips.
Making chips, see?
So we'd have to cut up tortillas and fry them.
It doesn't take a whole bunch of brain power. So you're probably just kind of zoned out, doing the thing, right?
And I was the only one in the building. And and there was a bell on the front door or some sound. I don't remember now. So you knew if someone came in. It was very loud. You could hear it anywhere in the building. It wasn't a big building. And somebody, and now it's been so many years ago. I was just a kid. I was like 17 then. But I don't even remember now if it was a male or female. But, you know, looking back on it, here's another thing. The opening, the job opening I got was created because the girl was murdered.
That's right.
And so maybe it had something to do with that.
Maybe. You know, but I wonder still, though, if it wasn't a protective spirit that was watching over you.
Because they never did.
Maybe it was
they never solved it. They never knew who it was. And I didn't know that at the time when I got the job because I had just moved to that town. And I'd heard of the murder, but I never really knew that she had worked there. So when I get the job, of course, the whole place is super depressed. And I'm like, God, everybody here acts so weird. Like they're sad. And then I found out what had happened, that she had worked there. And the reason there was a job opening that I got was because of that. So well, that was a very weird feeling.
Was it a man or a woman's voice?
I don't remember now. I don't remember. See, I just remember hearing the bell and going out into the front. So I heard my name and I thought someone I knew came in and opened the door and went, Carol. So I go, oh, you know, it's one of my friends. And so I go out there and there's nobody there. And I looked in both bathrooms and nobody was there.
You know, mine I've heard say my name. Matter of fact, even not that long ago, I'd say a month or two ago, I heard it. Somebody say my name. But there's been times the same voice has said something to me that I thought has kept me safe in a situation that stopped me from possibly doing something. You told me once that you had a voice tell you to slow down on your car
speed up
or whatever, right? And so I think that sometimes when they really need to, they'll step in and do something. But sometimes I think it's just a matter of, like, you kind of are relaxed, you emptied your mind, and they're just saying they're there with you.
Could be. Because she didn't have anything spooky happen.
No.
So, I don't know, but it's...
I'm going with the guardian angel. And, yes, it was a man. It doesn't have to be a girl, right? I'm going with the guardian angel in this thing. Maybe other people will think it's a spirit, but I kind of think it is specific to her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that's interesting when that sort of thing happens. So kind of makes her a believer now. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in if you want. 855-853-4802. If you like to write, just write it in, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that too. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up a few ways through Apple Podcasts, go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at PayPalOpen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.